We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have cloudy skies, 77 degrees downtown at the Arch. Good morning, I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell has announced his campaign for U.S. Senate this morning. He joined us on air at 8:30 here on KMOX. Be sure to rewind on your Odyssey app to hear the whole interview, or you can go to KMOX.com.
On the Quiver River Electric guest line now is SLU Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz. He is our KMOX business analyst. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie and Megan.
We appreciate you joining us this morning. We're going to take a look first at the global economy. Some not so good news from the World Bank this week. Run it down for us.
Well, the World Bank is saying that growth for this coming year, for 2023, is going to be about 2.1%. The good news is that that's far beyond having a recession. So we are still a growing economy worldwide, but it's less than last year, which was 2.9%. The U.S. is following that. Last year, we did 1.9%, and this year, the World Bank saying we'll do about grow about 1.1%. Now, there's actually some good news in that. In January, when the World Bank did their first prediction for the year, they thought we would only grow about 0.8%. So we actually are doing almost 30% better than they expected us to do just 5 months ago.
So if earlier negative predictions about our economy turned out to be faulty, should we feel more optimistic that maybe we'll grow more than they think this time, too?
There's every possibility about that. People have still have money. They still have a lot of things they want to get done. The supply chain situations are resolving, so it's easier to find things and buy things. So if all of those reasons work in favor of maybe even doing better than 1.1%. But that said, inflation is still high. There's a lot of people are taking on a lot of debt right now, and companies are too. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the financial markets. So it's not a slam dunk, but we're going to keep growing, which is the definition of how to avoid a recession. And things, that soft landing that the Fed was talking about is maybe a little softer than we thought it was at the beginning of the year.
Let's turn to auto manufacturing. Genesis is the luxury brand of Hyundai. Production of one of their vehicles is actually moving to the United States. Tell us more about that.
Well, it shows how much love there is in America for SUVs. This is Genesis' flagship SUV. And, in fact, the electric version of it's already being made in a Hyundai plant in Montgomery, Alabama. That plant is actually something that would have fit right in here in St. Louis when we were the number two auto-producing city. It makes gas-powered cars like the Hyundai Elantra right now, the gas-powered Tucson SUV, and the gas-powered Santa Fe truck. They also make the hybrid Santa Fe truck, and they're already making that electric GV70. So they're simply adding one more gas-produced car to that line. But what it is, it reflects the fact that the auto industry in the U.S. is going great guns, and foreign car makers like Hyundai know that the more they want to sell in the U.S., the more they need to build in the U.S. That's driving their move of these cars that are selling primarily in the U.S. to U.S. plants.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, as always. Thanks for being here.
Have a great week. Take care.
That is SLU Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz joining us on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.